as early as Yud Aleph. And the Gemara raises the obvious question. We know, yes, Yud Dalet, Tezvav, but where do you see that there is that earlier window of time? The Gemara answers, well, the Pasuk tells me, Bizmaneihem, Zmanim, Harbe, Tiknu Lohem, that there are other options as well. The Gemara says, Bizmaneihem is Loshon Rabbim, that can account for two additional days. So if the Megillah tells us, Yud Dalet, Tezvav, 12 and 13 can be included in that Ribui. But how is it that you can lay the Megillah as early as 11? If Purim were to fall out, as it does this year, on a Sunday, and the Yom HaKnisa would be on a Thursday, that Thursday is Yud Aleph. From where indeed do you see that that's true? The Gemara answers something surprising, that day of Yud Aleph, that is considered to be Zaman Kehila Lakol. That is a day of gathering, and no Pasuk is necessary for Yud Aleph. So if Yud Aleph does not require a Pasuk, you can use the Pasuk Bizmaneihem for Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, and that accounts for all the days of Kriya Samegillah. What exactly does the Gemara mean that Zman Kehila Lakol, a fundamental machlokes, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? The Rush quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that it doesn't mean, as Rashi writes, that that's when they gathered years ago, but Zman Kehila Lakol means the day that we gather. That is considered to be the day of Tanis Esther. And somehow it's obvious that if we are gathering for the purpose of Tanis Esther, that would be a candidate, if necessary, for Kriya Samegillah. So Tanis Esther, Yud Gimel, does not require a Pasuk at all, and therefore I can use the Pasuk for Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Why exactly is that so obvious? That if we are commemorating Tanis Esther, that even without a Pasuk, that could be, if necessary, an appropriate time for Kriya Samegillah. The fact that indeed that's true, that seems to shed significant light on the nature, the essence, the very purpose of Tanis Esther itself. If you look at the Ran, you look in Shultos, they point out there are unusual features when it comes to Tanis Esther. Now the Shultos writes, Shultos Samach Zayin, that typically speaking, when a Tanis falls out on Shabbos, with the exception, of course, of Yom Kippur, you don't fast on Shabbos. And that Tainus is always a Nidche. And somehow this year that's not true. Yud Gimel falls out on Shabbos. We don't delay the Tainus, but rather we fast at an earlier time. Isn't that against the principle of the Gemara that Avdumi Paranusa Lo Mekatminan? If something is commemorating that which is tragic, we push off. But we never commemorate earlier. That's the Kash of Shiltos and Shilta Samach Zayin. If you look in the Ran and Tainus and Avzayin and Dapi Harif, a very, very different kasha. There were certain days that were celebrated days, Bizman Shebe Samikdash Tayyum. Those were the days of Megillas Tainus. That was a quasi, a semi-untif. And on those days, there were certain restrictions, and that was not an appropriate time to be gozer, a Tainus. The Rabbi points out that one of those days was Yud Gimel Adar. That was Yom Nikanon, a celebrated day in Mikdash, and that was not the time to have a Tainus Kavua. And even though it's true that Batna Megillas Tainus, but nonetheless, is it appropriate to take that day that was a celebrated day and now to commemorate it as an Esara, as a time of Tainus? That's the Kasha of the Raivid, the date of Tainus Esther, the Doros. The date is the question, and the fact that the Tainus is Muktam this year. That's the Kasha of Shiltas. All of that seems to point in the following direction, that maybe there's something different about Tanis Esther. Where do you see indeed that that's the case? I'll tell you to take a look in the Rambam, the very beginning of Yad HaChazak. Here the Rambam writes all the Minyan HaMitzvos, the Taryag Mitzvos, what we call the Minyan HaMitzvos HaKotzer of the Rambam. After the Rambam finishes enumerating all of the Tariq Mitzvot, the Rambam has two paragraphs, right in the very beginning of the Arach HaZaka. And in those two paragraphs, the Rambam writes one Chiddush after another. The Rambam writes, realize these are Mitzvot Daraisa, but you know what, of course, they're Mitzvot Rabbanan as well. And the Rambam explains that why Mitzvot Rabbanan are not a violation of the Isser of Baal Tosif. The Rambam explains in that paragraph. And the Rambam gives you an example of a Mitzvot Rabbanan, and the Rambam writes, Kriya Samegillah, the celebration of Purim. And the Rambam writes, what is it that we celebrate? You want insight into Purim? You have to look at that secretive Rambam tucked away. What is it that we celebrate during Purim? I would say the Yeshua, Knesset Yisrael, after all, we were saved, we were redeemed, salvation. The Rambam writes the following. You know what we're really celebrating on Purim? The Rambam quotes the Pasuk in the Yeshana, Umi Goy Godom. There's something unique about our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu that's not true of any other nation. You know what that is? That we can experience an absolute Esar. Our back can be against the wall, and everything looks so bleak. The circumstance seems so dire. And b'chol karein olam. And we can dive into our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and all of a sudden on a dime, everything changes. Everything changes. Yeshua Hashem ke Herif Ayin. Medrash Chazal, Megillah says, that Yeshua can occur keheref ayin, when things seem so dark and so bleak and you don't think there's any possibility of, and all of a sudden you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of a sudden, willy-nilly, instantaneously, all of a sudden you experience a Yeshua. That is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umi goy gadol, v'chol kareinu ilah. And therefore the Rambam writes, that's the essence of Purim. It's not just the salvation. The fact that a nes occurred, it's much more than that. It's the fact that there is a contrast, there's a shift, there was a juxtaposition. We went from an es tzara to an es yeshua. And that's something that's absolutely remarkable. It's not that we just experience an es without any framework, without any context, but the situation couldn't have been more dire, and all of a sudden you experience an es. And therefore, that shiloh, that convergence, that confluence, in that sense, the contrast of, that is what we celebrate during the time of Purim. And that's why Tainus Esther is so important. Because it's not just really about the Simchas Purim, but rather it's about, literally, v'nahafochu, that switch. That you go from a time of a dire circumstance to a time of celebrated geula, and that is uniquely our experience. When you see that drama, it's remarkable. If you were to ask me, when does Pirsumi Nisa begin? You know what I would tell you? It doesn't begin on Purim. The Pirsumi Nisa already begins on Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther. That already is part of the Pirsum Anes. That is what sets the stage for the miraculous events of Purim. And Purim would not be what it was without the Esara that we commemorate during the time of Tainus Esther. So whereas whenever it comes to any other Tainus, it's a commemoration of an Esara, Churban, Mikdash, the Tainus of Tainus Esther is part of Pirsumi Nisa. Part of Pirsumi Nisa. Oh, and therefore the Shultos writes, we have a principle. Avdui parnus lo makadminan. Peroneos, you always delay. You never push forward. This is not a tainus of Peroneos. This is a tainus of Pirsumi Nisa. Oh, the Chiddush of the Ram, the Rai, the tainus of Zion. This is not a violation of being gozer a tainus on the day of Megillas tainus, because this is not the day of Avelos, but rather this is the beginning of the time of a Pirsum Hanes. That's the uniqueness of Tainus Esther itself. Therefore, we begin early, and therefore, we're Koveya Tainus. And therefore, the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that if there's another candidate for Kriya Samagila when you can't lane on Yadalit, the obvious candidate is Yud Gimel. Why is it so obvious that if we're fasting as an Esara, that you can lane the Megillah that particular day? Because this is not the Tainus of Pranus. This is a Tainus of Pirsumi Nisa, and therefore Yud Gimel Lo Tzarech Kra. That is Zman Ki Lo Kol Rabbeinu Tam. That's the reference to Tainus Esther itself, and therefore it has an unusual, unique quality. You know, not this year, but a person is fasting, and all of a sudden you lane the Megillah out of that feeling, out of that mindset. That's exactly what it tells you. You can be hungry. You can face a dire circumstance. But you're never miyayish. Now you recognize Yeshua Hashem is Karefayim. You realize the Purim celebration is Umi Goy Gadol, B'chol Koreinu Elav. That's how the Rambam describes this experience. It's always important, no doubt, for us to be mindful. you know, that this Purim is different, you know. We celebrate Purim, but in the context of a significant Esara. And as time goes on, you know, the impact of an Esara seems to diminish, even though certainly that's not true. Achinu b'nei Yisrael find themselves in a difficult, dire strait. It means to enhance our Esek v'Torah, enhance our Dikto Katfila. The Baruch Hashem, so many of you responded, the initiative of trying to learn at least 1,000 blot by the time that Purim indeed arrives. And even in the way that we celebrate Purim, that recognize that balance is something which is critical. It's not just a day of skok, a day of fun, but it's a profound time of simcha to be able to recognize, as the Rambam writes, the lesson, the takeaway of Purim, umi goy godol, v'chol kor'enu ilav. And that requires work. That's what separates a ben Torah ben yeshiva from many, many others, that we see this type of simcha as being an incredible, incredible opportunity to be able to brace and to gird ourselves in emuna and bitachon, because we have that confidence that bayami mahem bazman hazeh, that just as v'nahafochu, in the times of yore, in the times of the actual nes of Purim itself, we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the sense of emuna and bitachon, that yes, that they saw that we're now experiencing, that also the Yeshua Hashem keherifayim, that requires the hashkafa, it requires the mindset. And if that really is true, that for us, not only Purim, but Tanis Esther becomes a meaningful day of Pursuminis.